Doing Time with Deputy Mike.
Hi, welcome back to Doing Time with Deputy Mike. I am, of course, Mike, along with my posse,
Melanie.
And today we have Mackenzie with us, and we're going to be talking about creativity.
Fun.
Yay!
All right. Wanted to...
Yep.
Interrogation time.
It's been a while. I'm still out of the loop here.
Yeah, see what happens when you leave that seat.
Yeah.
So, Mackenzie, tell us about yourself.
Well, my name's Mackenzie. I'm 17, and I started writing music back in 2020 when COVID started. I went through a really rough time, just like a lot of us have in many different ways. And one of my ways with coping with it was music. And I didn't even realize I was going to really become a musician. My friend and I, Alex, she and I went through a really rough time during COVID. Our friendship was really messy at that point. And a lot of it was due to me being not the greatest friend. So it was rough. I think that during COVID, when I went through a really deep depression, I love drawing, I love doing all that kind of stuff, but it just wasn't really relieving that stress that it used to, and I was just really in a deep, dark place. So one day I was just outside, it was summertime in August, and I just randomly got, like, thought of something really random, and I was like, I want to get a ukulele. I want to learn how to play Fly Me to the Moon on it. So I went to the store and I got a ukulele. My parents were not that happy with me because they thought I bought it on impulse, but when I bought that ukulele, I tried playing Fly Me to the Moon, I ended up creating, on accident, my own strumming pattern, and that's kind of how it all started, and I ended up writing my best friend a apology song.
That's pretty cool, which you did in front of the entire school.
Yes, I played at the Warren Amphitheater in downtown Warren on the last day of school at my home school, and that was very emotional. A lot of people actually cried during that.
That takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if you're a shy person.
I am a very shy person, yes.
Which you are.
Yeah.
To walk out on a stage and play a song that you made in front of all those people.
Yeah, I think music's really brought out a lot of me that I've never really had brought out of me before, like my confidence and courage to do something that before I started writing music, would have never had the courage to do. And music has really helped that. All the support from my family and friends and being here at TCTC has really helped me come out of my comfort zone and be able to perform, which is what I want to do, because this is what I'm hoping to do for a career.
So what else do you like doing at home?
I create jewelry. I also do a lot of drawing, painting. I've done some animation. I like going outside, doing really anything I can do that involves some sort of art. Like, I'll go out to the park and make a nice big chalk creation on it. Like, anything artistic that I can, like, do that makes me happy.
You do it.
Yes, I do it.
Well, I've seen your animation here, and you went to state.
Yes, I went to state for that. I did the song for the animation, which was a parody called SpongeBob Come Home, which was a parody of Gary Come Home.
Which was really good.
It was. I watched it. It's kind of cool. Do you got that on your pad? Are you able to bring that up?
I might be able to. I really do not know if I can, but I can see.
We should have gotten it on the TriCaster so we could play some of it.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Yeah, I can see if I can.
Here.
If we could pull it up here, for those of you that are on YouTube,
yeah,
be able to see what's going on.
You could probably, if you have the audio file of the song, you could email it to me and I can play it on here.
Okay, yeah, I could probably do that. Yeah, I have. Oh, there's a problem with it for some reason. That's so weird.
Stand by, we're having technical difference.
Yeah, it's having technical difficulties this morning.
We could probably keep talking while we're...
Yeah, typical Monday morning.
Yeah.
So, outside of all that, do you do anything else on your free time?
Well, I do have my... I have a 9-year-old brother. I watch him when my parents are working. I hang out with my cousins and my friends and do what I can. I also like to cosplay and make cosplays and that kind of thing. I'm big into that. Actually made one for my brother. There's a whole ton of things I do. I can't even name them all. There's during the summer I'll help out like with well, this year I'm probably going to be going to the farmer's market and helping out there. There's a lot of things. I just can't think of them all right now.
I mean, you named a lot, so.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to start my cosplay for the Ren Fair.
Yeah, I did a cosplay for my brother because we could not find a cosplay for his age in that costume. And the ones that they did have were like $100 or they were really poorly made. Yeah. So I made my brother his costume, and he absolutely loved it. We had a lot of fun. We went to the movie theater in our cosplays. We got tons of pictures with people. It was a really good time.
So what was the costume?
It's from an anime called My Hero Academia. My brother went as Bakugo. I went as Froppy, and my best friend went as Yuraka.
Nice. I got invited to go to the Renaissance Fair with Kaz's mom.
That's cool, yeah.
We were actually just talking about that.
We're going to go on Pirate Day, so I'm going to dress like I came straight out of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nice.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Their costumes are up there. Have you ever priced their... Have you been to that?
No, this is going to be my first time going.
Oh, it's a blast.
I'm excited.
But in a way, it's a ripoff, too. They make you cash in your money. You got to buy, like, their money, and of course their money doesn't add up.
Yeah,
which means you gotta go more of their money.
Yeah, that's sometimes with those kind of cosplays, it's like I don't understand why they do that, but
for money.
Well, yeah, for money, obviously. Yeah, last time we went there we actually met David Matranga, who's Todoroki's English voice actor in My Hero Academia, and we got a VIP pass because they gave the dude who worked there gave us the wrong date, and so.
But they have costumes there you can rent, and it's like I can't.
That is so cool, yeah.
$200, $300, $400 for a few hours.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're awesome looking.
Yeah.
Be awesome to own one.
Mm-hmm. One of these days, I want to make some real detailed cosplay that's like out of this world. I just don't have the time right now with everything going on, so it's been busy.
I'm just getting like Renaissance looking stuff from Amazon to piece together.
That's cool.
Cool. Ready to move on to our next segment?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot I had Gmail open.
The booking.
So you're, of course, in multimedia.
Yes.
So tell us about how you like your multimedia and what you think.
When I first got here, there was so much here. Like, when I first came here for, like, an orientation, I was blown away with all the different types of equipment. Like, there were so many different things to do, from photography to recording to just really anything you could probably think of in the multimedia, podcasting. There's just so much. And when I got here, I was like, this is going to work out really well because I write music. And I was like, this can give me an opportunity to start learning how to digitally record music, and which it did. When I first got here, I started with video editing and learning how to use Premiere and Photoshop and that kind of thing. But as the year went on and I started to get more comfortable with working with things, I started recording my music, and that's when everyone started to hear my music and realized I was like a musician.
I'm sure being in here makes it a lot less scary to do that stuff, too, because it's kind of like what we're all here for.
Yeah, I was really nervous, like a lot of people were at the beginning of the year, and I really, when I first got here, I wanted to be a video editor, and I didn't, like, I loved music, but I didn't really think I'd get that much attention for it, because I don't realize that my music sounds good until somebody else says it sounds good.
Right.
But they actually mean it, because when I hear my music, like, there's recordings of me, and I can hear myself, my voice being shaky or something, and somebody else will say, I don't hear that at all, and I'm like, I don't understand how, but it's taught me a lot being in this class, like, learning about audio, video, Photoshop, a lot of editing, different types of editing techniques and that.
Another thing that's really different about being here compared to high school is because when you go to, like, a normal high school, everybody's like, oh, you do music, it's probably bad, or, like, something like that. But here, yeah, it's just like, oh, you do music, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I come from a smaller school. I come from Summit Academy in Warren. Everyone there was very encouraging of my art and my music, and they were so excited to hear that I got accepted into TCTC, and they were all excited to see what come from that, to see, like, how my music and my art and that developed, which it has definitely since last year.
Yeah.
But,
you know, I am nobody, like, I hate my voice. I can hear my voice through this.
Yeah, when I hear my voice sometimes, I'm just like,
it's like, oh my God, I sound terrible.
Yes, that's how I usually am when I hear my voice. Like, I show people me singing, and I'm always, like, really, like, my face turns red, and still does sometimes, and I don't think I sound that good, or maybe it's just that I'm hearing my own voice and on an audio or video track or whatever, but then everyone else says how good it sounds, and I'm like...
Mm-hmm. It do sound good. In fact, you have your ukulele.
Yes.
So, how about, let's hear a song.
You got this. Woo!
Ooh, where's the cheering?
I got a new song that I have been working on.
Go ahead. Play it real fast.
It's... It's probably not going to be the best because I haven't finished it yet, but I've been working on it. So.
All right.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Okay.
Your voice is still very nice.
I have been waiting a long, long time. I have been waiting for you to find. And I could have heard it, I could have tried again. Maybe I've lost it, maybe it's in my head. But I know you are mine, and I want you. You, you're the one for me when I couldn't thank you enough for when I couldn't be the girl who was 100%. I'm missing things we did together, you and I. I had a dream about you last night. I felt like I was finally home, but now I'm feeling all alone without you here. I try to be patient, but it's getting harder when I'm all alone. I just want you alone. I just want you when you come home, cause you're my everything. And I just want you tonight. I just want you right by my side. I just want you. You. I just want you. I just want you. Everything I say, say that I love you. Everything I say, I'm sorry. This is so new. This is a very, very new song.
So let's hear it.
No, you're perfectly fine.
Let's hear the cheers.
Yay! Yeah, I get nervous sometimes when I'm singing and I mess up, so it's like...
Actually, that was extremely well.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, I've only sung this probably, feels like 1,000 times, but for me, it has not been that long. Like, I was recording it the other day, trying to, like, first time recording it, like, it was a mess because my brother's in the background. You can hear him stomping up the stairs, up and down, playing his video games with all his friends, and I'm just trying to record, and I'm just like, please, can you be quieter?
Yeah, no, that was really good. I wouldn't even be able to do that, so.
Yeah, I get nervous sometimes, and a lot of people know that with me, and I will say it's a lot better than it used to be, because at the beginning of this year, I could tell you for sure that I was, like, really, really insecure, and sometimes when there's people all around you listening, you're just, like, really shaky. Well, for me, I'm real shaky sometimes about it. It's just my anxiety kicks in, and I'm like, oh, boy. Mm-hmm. But
you're doing fine. That was awesome, actually.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I get nervous every time we do this. Every time I sit here, do this, I get nervous.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I have about 12 songs now. This one is still a work in progress. The lyrics are pretty much done, but I still have a lot of practicing to do before I actually record it and get it more out there. I finally got my own microphone at my own house, so that helps a lot with recording. Mm-hmm. Sadly, the computer I have does not work very well, though, so I can't record from my home, so I'm going to have to wait for 3 months until I get my MacBook back to record, but until then, I can play publicly and let others hear my music.
Mm-hmm. So what's the name of that song?
I Just Want You. I was kind of... It was very random. I hadn't seen my boyfriend in maybe about 3 weeks, I guess. We've been both really busy. He's busy with college. I'm busy with school. But so we didn't get to see each other for a while, and I just randomly started playing my ukulele, and that's the lyrics that came out of it. So
it's like the best songs that come out of like emotion.
Mm-hmm. That's where most of my songs come from, and I always joke because the majority of my songs are all cheesy love songs, and I always get teased about it. I just laugh it off because I have so many cheesy love songs, like probably like maybe two or three that aren't, but
yeah. So you missed your calling because, well, these love songs are still big, but man, 70s and the 60s.
That's what, yeah.
It's I get all told about that. Love songs.
Yeah, that's what I get told a lot, but I don't know what it is. I'm just good at writing cheesy love songs. That's like probably my best. But
you know what? If that's what you enjoy, that's all that matters. I mean, you meant you were at a block, and you and I talked, and I got a hold of one of my friends, Mr. Serinelli. Mm-hmm. He used to be a teacher here,
mm-hmm.
and that helped you out.
Oh yeah, that did. Yes, I've started to meet a lot more people since I've come here that also do music or that have helped kind of guide me in a direction for where I'm going to take my music, talent and hopefully turn it into a career of some sort. I'm hoping to not just produce music for myself, but for other people as well.
I enjoy listening to your music.
I know.
I really like that one.
Yeah, thank you. I'm trying to work on an album to get put together by when I turn 18. I really hope to release my first album, which is like my main goal. Has been my goal for the past 2 years, the time I've been playing the ukulele. So
do you have anything up yet or no?
No. My teacher although said he thinks I should wait till I'm 18 just so it makes I think the process a little easier or something. So I'm waiting till I turn 18, although that gives me a good amount of time to prepare which songs are going to be in the album, because I have so many songs. I'm probably going to make maybe two albums. I have probably enough for, like, because some of them I want to make singles, some of them I want to make an album. Some of them I really don't know what I'm doing with them yet. So it's just kind of organizing that song. But whenever I do get my music copyrighted, and whenever I get my music name trademarked, I really want it to be My Zentopia to be my name, because I kind of go through My Zentopia is like my little happy place where I play my music and kind of get away from the negative things that affect me during the day and whatnot. So
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's very unique.
Yes, thank you. I spent months thinking on a name, and that's what I kind of came up with.
Yeah, I really like that.
It's actually the same name as my Animal Crossing Island, which is funny, really? But yeah.
The embarrassing one?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, that goes on this. Have you given this much thought?
That's embarrassing.
This embarrassing moment. Have you given that much thought?
I've had a lot of embarrassing moments.
I forget what you wrote down on this.
I forget too, honestly.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. I took my glasses off.
A lot of embarrassing moments I know when I'm recording my songs, because sometimes when I'm recording...
You could.
I do that all the time in my room with my guitar. Something falls off my desk and it just strums my guitar and it's so funny.
Oh. So sometimes I do the same with music or videos. I'll edit my brother onto a video or something, and I like to pick on my brother. He picks on me, I pick on him. It's just kind of what we do. I'll play my ukulele and start singing about him, teasing him, and he looks at me with like that embarrassed smile and he's just like, he laughs. I laugh at him, he laughs at me. We pick on each other. It's kind of what we do. I don't even just sing about him sometimes. Sometimes I'll just sing about something so random. If you give me something to sing about, I'll sing about it. It's
yeah.
Another embarrassing thing is when I've recorded music and I have all my recordings on my iPad or in my phone and my MacBook. I think one of the most embarrassing things is when I've recorded, because when I first record, I don't know what I'm going to sing about. Like, it just kind of comes out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I sing something super, like, the words, like, the wording can be so embarrassing, or something that sounds like the other day I recorded a song and I sound like I said something bad when I didn't. It just sounded like it because I was saying gibberish at certain parts because I did not know, like, what I was, like, I'm just playing the ukulele, trying to sing about something. I don't, like, not really knowing what. And I listen to it later, and I just hear gibberish, but it sounds like something bad. And I'm like, and I get so embarrassed with that, because I'm like, I don't want to show that to anybody. That's when I fix up the lyrics and re-record it, yeah. So it doesn't sound as bad, because, like, it happens all the time. Every song I've written, I've always had that when I first recorded it. The first recording is always the worst recording usually, and sounds pretty bad. Like the gibberish, it just sounds like I'm saying almost like Sims language, like the Sims right. 4. It's like
Sims 4.
It's good for finding melodies though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of what I do. It's just like gibberish language into actual words.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end result, it always turns out really good. But probably later in my life, I'll look back on those recordings of the first recording and see how, like, embarrassing it is and just laugh at it later in life. But
yeah.
Because I've done that with my previous songs that I played them. And I was
changed the rating to, like, PG-13 or R.
Another embarrassing moment is, like, when I'm recording and I'm recording on my MacBook in my room. I have my headphones on, and I have a song that's not... Well, I've been starting to do digital music lately, and I have that song play on the MacBook. You can't hear that because I'm wearing my headphones, but I'm recording me singing, and my parents come upstairs, and they're asking what I'm talking to, and I'm like, I'm not talking to anybody. I'm just trying to record myself singing, because you can't hear the music. You can just hear me singing, and sometimes I sound really, really bad. I just remember my brother saying, "What are you doing, sis?" And I'm like, recording music.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, there's so many embarrassing moments with music, but I try to just kind of push through them. I don't let them hit me as hard as I used to, because I used to really take it hard in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't let it do that. You just got to kind of laugh it off and move on.
Mm-hmm. I've learned to do that over the past 2 years.
Ready for the shout-outs?
Yep.
It's shout-out time.
So, go ahead. Give us all your shout-outs.
I would like to shout-out to my parents, to my mom and dad. I'd also like to shout-out to my little brother, Gavin, and my best friend, Alex, and my boyfriend, Jeremy.
Well, I want to shout-out to your grandma, because she always waves to me.
Oh, yes, my grandma.
If she watches this, here's my wave.
If you watch this, Granny... The good old granny. This is your granddaughter speaking.
Shout out to you for singing on here, though.
Thank you so much. Yes.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
Thank you. I've really gotten far this year, and thanks to all the support in my class and throughout the school, I don't think I would have gotten this far this year if it weren't for my friends and family and classmates that have helped me get to where I am right now.
Mm-hmm. You've done a fine job.
Thank you.
Ready?
Yep.
All right.
This is 22. I'll be out of service.
Till next time, take care.